This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, one more nugget from this morning's jobs report. Looking at one specific part of the labor force, people who are working part-time who want to go full-time but can't or aren't for economic reasons, which is Labor Department speak for business conditions that prevent those people from getting all the hours they want and or need. This month, that number declined by about 300,000 people. So we had Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall untangle what that can tell us about today's job market.
It's been a year of rate hikes and some slowing in the economy. Yet UT Austin's Dan Hammermesh says part-time workers looking for full-time jobs are finding them, with less than 4 million still looking.
This number is now as low as it was a year ago, and it dropped substantially compared to the last 3 months. So this is a very good sign.
It's one of the indicators that makes this a Goldilocks jobs report.
It's not too strong and not too weak. It's just right.
Though part-time employment may not be top of mind for the Fed, Morning Consult economist Jesse Wheeler says it's another green flag.
The share of workers who are part-time for economic reasons right now is historically low at 2.5%. And it's only been that low one other time back in 2001.
He says workers in leisure and hospitality and wholesale and retail trade, who are more likely to be involuntarily part-time, have been finding full-time work. And the Economic Policy Institute's Elise Gold says
that can make a meaningful difference in how much money they have to spend and how they can provide for themselves and their families.
It also can mean people are finding better suited full-time jobs, since part-time work can be a bit of a placeholder while people reassess their careers, says Liz Wilkie with payroll firm Gusto.
If you're part-time but would prefer a full-time job, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll take any full-time job, right? So part-time workers might be working part-time for something that's fine while they wait, right, for something that's really a good fit.
Though some are forced into part-time work to make ends meet, Ernest Lewis III with Houston Social Services nonprofit Baker Ripley says others are taking part-time jobs
to get their foot in the door in particular career paths and fields as well.
He says in his recent economic development work, he's especially seeing this in retail and banking. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.